Welcome to the My Money, My Lifestyle podcast, where we discuss all things money because whether or not we like it, money matters. I'm your host, Maya Fisher-French, and this week we are once again talking about my favorite project of the year, which is the Money Maker Challenge. This is a money challenge I've been running with City Press and ABSA for over 7 years now, and we take six people, we pair them each with a financial advisor, and then we put them through a money boot camp for 6 months. Now, last week, I chatted to Johan, who was the winner of this year's challenge, about how he paid off 85,000 rands of debt in just 6 months. And today, we're talking to our runner-up, Zihle, and her financial advisor, Anton Battis. And I think Zihle's story is really going to resonate with so many of you young people who follow this podcast, who find themselves responsible for their family's financial well-being. So a warm welcome to Zihle and to Anton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Maya. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm so thrilled that the two of you are available to chat to me because I think Zihle's story has just been so, so inspirational. But Zihle, I don't want to tell your story. I want you to tell your story, and I want you to tell your story in your own words. What brought you to join the Money Makeover Challenge, and what was the headspace you were in 7 months ago?
Okay, so I'm Zihle, and I am one of three daughters. I'm the first born child of my family. In 2020, my mom passed away tragically. She was hit by a car, and that left me as the sole breadwinner and ultimately caregiver of not only myself, but my two sisters, who were still studying at that time. My middle sister, Gamba, had just started university, and the youngest one, Dando, was still in high school. So in order to make ends meet, I took on a lot of debts to put food on the table, to put them through school and university, and just to take care of their basic needs. And before I knew it, all of that had started a vicious debt cycle where the income that I was receiving was not enough to meet our needs as a family. And I'd have to take on more debt, repay that debt. It was a continuing vicious cycle. So when I joined the Money Makeover Challenge, I was in a very bad headspace. I had given up, and I was at a point where I thought I am not going to make it. I thought it would be better off if I was not here. I thought that they would have a better prospect in the future if I was not in the picture, because I was stressed out. I was depressed. Even at my job, I was not performing to the best of my ability because it made no sense to continue to be there daily and work hard, but at the end of the month, I'm still stressed and ends are not meeting. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Money Makeover Challenge with the idea that it might help, it might not help. Honestly, I had no idea I'd be here today. So when I joined it, my biggest concern was to get out of debt and to be able to provide for my family so that we can make our ends meet as a household, and at the same time we can have a positive relationship with money.
And Zihle, how has that changed for you now? I mean, in the last 6 months, you've undergone this journey, you've walked the path with Anton. The young woman, you know, 7 months ago, do you recognize her? Do you think that you've changed significantly since then? I mean, what has the last 6 months done for you?
Everything has changed drastically, but it has changed for the better. I now look in the mirror and I'm able to smile at the person that is looking back at me because I'm so proud of how far I've come. I'm proud that I held on. I'm proud of the progress that I have made. And 6 or 7 months ago, that was not the case. I am in a much better headspace. I am able to function fully as a human being in social circles, in my work performance, as a member of this family. Everything has just become easier. And even the future is looking brighter. I am now able to think not only of my sisters and what they need, but I'm also able to think clearly about my future and work on my dreams. So everything has changed for the better.
I know, I remember exactly when you said that to me. You said, I'm seeing myself not just as a caregiver. This too will pass. I have a future. And I think for me, that was such an incredible statement to make, because I think that's how, when you're depressed, when you just don't see the next step forward, you don't see a future. And that the fact that the last 6 months has given you a future, I think is incredible. And I want to say thank you to you, Anton, because you've walked this journey with Zikle. And what were your first impressions when you met her and you saw her financial situation? And then tell me how you feel about what she's accomplished in 6 months.
I mean, look, when I met Zikle at first, I could really see someone that's eager to make a change, but at the same time, there was definitely some hesitancy, or maybe even someone that's scared, because obviously from where she came from, she's had to bear this burden for her family from a very young age. It's a big thing that was weighing on her shoulders, but I could sense there's definitely something in there, in her, that she's wanting to make that change. It's just not necessarily always how she should do it. So that was something that I picked up on. We also definitely bonded about some personal health issues that we both experienced, which was nice to be able to have that connection as well. To know we've both gone through that. And when we first obviously saw her financial situation, it, I'm not going to lie, it was a bit scary, but at the same time, it's a realistic situation that a lot of our clients are in. It's unfortunately not a unique situation. A lot of other younger people have to bear this burden. It's just unfortunately Zikle has had to do this due to circumstances completely out of her own control. And I'm actually very impressed and so happy that she's been able to do this. And now after the 6 months, honestly, it's a complete mindset change. At first, I would actually say her debts controlled her, but now she's gotten to the point where she's in control of her debts. She's had a complete mindset difference or change in the mindset. And you wouldn't honestly say it's the same person. She's smiling a lot more. It's bubbly, but it's unfortunately that's the impact that debt and financial bad choices can have on you. And now that she's made those changes in her own life, it's a complete difference.
And it is incredible, though, Anton, to see the transformation in a person. And I think this is why we do Money Makeup, obviously, because we see this. We want to show people when you take control, it really is, it changes everything. And I think what's very important with Zikle's story is, you know, she's paid off, I think, over 23,000 rands worth of debt. She's even increased contributions to her pension fund. She's done all of these things. There wasn't a miracle. There was no magic wand. So maybe people listening saying, how did she do it? How did she transform her life in 6 months? So Anton, what were the first steps? How did this happen?
You know, Maya, sometimes I think us as advisors take things for granted that we would think are obvious or simple, but it's not. Most people don't think of these things because it's a rat race and life sometimes takes you over. So it was simply a case of getting her and us to have an understanding as to where her money was going to, what her financial situation was in practice. Because it's not just debit orders going out every month. It's a case of what are these debit orders for? What is the money that's coming in and what is the money going out to? Where do I prioritize? What things do I need to cut as unnecessary expenses? I think us as humans, we like to reward ourselves sometimes. But sometimes you need to prioritize, is this a necessary thing or is this something just that I can enjoy for myself? And I think also Zikle had a very big thing that she did that some people might not think as big, but she was able to set boundaries with her family to say, this is our financial situation. This is what I am doing for us as a family. I need you to assist me and we need to work together on this financial situation. And I think a lot of people struggle to set those boundaries with her family because they don't like talking about money. And I think her being able to do that was a massive, massive shift. And if more people are just able to have a very frank conversation regarding money in a non-emotional way with their family, a lot of problems can be avoided.
Yeah, you know, that was actually one of the big, you know, when we looked at all of the things that each of our candidates have done, you know, Zihle engaging with her sisters was really critical for us because it is that part. And Zihle, you know, I remember when you said to me, you said, I took on these debts to protect my sisters, to give them a childhood, you know, a sense of freedom in childhood. I didn't want to burden them. Yet there's a boundary in that, isn't there? Somewhere along the line, you have to bring them in. So talk a little bit about how you've brought your sisters along the journey, a little bit about the boundaries that you've had to set. I know around cell phones and all of that. So please share with us that, with that sort of part of the journey.
I won't lie, that was the hardest part for me in this entire journey. I have always placed myself as not only their caregiver and their provider, but ultimately as the person that's responsible for them in all ways, not just financially, but for their emotional well-being. So there's this part of me that's a big sister and that wants to protect for them and provide for them so that they may never know hardships or challenges. So it was challenging for me to have to sit them down and be realistic about them and tell them, listen, as much as I would do anything for you, this is reality and this is where my limits are. This is where I am being challenged and these are the mistakes that I have made and this is what I am doing to currently fix those mistakes. So I needed to, it was more about me counseling myself and preparing myself to let them know that, listen, life is not all rosy. I cannot always shield and protect you from the realities of life. Not everything is going fine. This is the situation. It is really bad. And this is how we are going to fix it. So it was challenging from my side, but I must say that I am very grateful that they have not only understood, but they got on the bandwagon very quickly and they were very supportive throughout this journey. And not only did it help me in my financial well-being, but it has also opened up their eyes to finances. The advice that I have given them from my experiences has helped them not to fall and make the same mistakes that I have made. Kamba is now a new employee. She's just entered the work industry. And from the get-go, I told her, don't get into debt. If you want something, save up for it. And this was a very critical but difficult conversation because as much as I knew she wanted certain things and they'd be good for her, and I know it would be emotionally fulfilling for her, but in the long run, I had to put myself up as a poster child and say, look, this is what it has done to me, and I don't want you going down on the same route. This is how you become financially healthy. This is how you protect your future. And this has not only propelled us as a family going forward, but it has anchored them so that they may also one day have their own financial independency. And for me, it is a big win because once they are financially independent, then it means that I regain control of my own life and I'm able to look at myself as an individual. So it's really something great for our family.
And I also remember you telling me about the electricity. And I think that was also such an interesting one when you said to your sister, listen, you're going to have to pay the electricity bill, that you're going to help with some of the bills, and the electricity bill is one of them. And you'd be nagging them to switch off the geyser and the lights and all these things. And suddenly when it was her responsibility to pay the electricity, she started switching off the geyser.
She was on it like a drill sergeant. It's so funny because before, these are the things, small things that we'd fight about, and maybe they didn't understand why am I making such a fuss about it. But the instant that she had to be the one that's paying for it, it's coming out of her own pocket, she literally became the drill sergeant for it. Switch it off, she shout.
I think that is just such a good example of why it's so important to bring your family on the journey with you, because if they don't understand what's going on, you're not going to get buy-in. So I think that was a very powerful, clever. I think it's a very clever tip. I think a lot of people are going to be saying, well, that's a good way to get this sorted.
Yes, it is. It is.
Antoine, at the finale event, Zihle brought her sister, and there was this beautiful scene of you and the two sisters sitting on the couch together, just with your heads bowed down, talking. Are you going to be part of their lives going forward?
Definitely, definitely. Look, I mean, this was a 6 month specific challenge where goals were to be reached. But for me, I told Zifli from the start, after 6 months, we are not done. We are not. This is basically just touching the tip of the iceberg. If we are going to be doing proper financial planning, it's about reaching certain goals. It's about putting certain milestones in place to be reached. And for us, we work according to the concept of lives changed. It's a case of what have I done as part of my job to change someone's life by what I'm doing financially in doing their planning. And Zihle is still in a very early part of her life. She has a few things that she still wants to reach. It's about putting goals in place. How are we reaching those goals? Then for a sister as well, as she said now, she's a young job starter now as well. We need to make sure that we assist her and help her to reach those same goals. So financial planning isn't just a one and done thing. It's a case of, am I walking this path with my client? Am I giving them the emotional, sometimes it's not even actual other support, but just emotional support about having them not lose faith in the path that they are walking, just to know I'm doing the right thing. This is why I'm doing it. So definitely, I'm still here for Zifli, and I really do hope she and her sister and her younger sister as well, we all are on this path, and it's not going to end this year or next year even.
And I want to also just to comment, to ask you, Zihle, you have walked this challenge. What was the hardest part of it? Because I know you made quite a big decision, and it was a tough decision. And Anton, we're all part of this decision where you could have applied for debt counseling. No, not debt counseling, sorry, debt consolidation. So you could have got a single loan from Absa to settle all the smaller loans and extend the period of the loan over time, reducing your monthly installments. And it's one that's very, very favored. People really like to do that because it gives them a bit of breathing space, but it extends the period that you are paying off debt. So you made quite a big tough decision around that. And why?
I had to be honest with myself about what do I really need and separate my needs from wants. I had to go back to the basics. So when Anton and I started this journey on our very first meeting, he said something that stuck with me throughout the entire 6 months. He said, "Remember that this is your journey, it's your story, and it's tailored to you. We are here for you. So you get to make the decisions. We will advise and guide you as much as we can, but this is about you. So always stay true to you." And I sat down with myself and I asked myself, what do I really need? As much as it would be nice to have that extra money that will no longer be going into debt, but what I really need as a person, what I really think would make me feel better is to become debt free. I read my entry, my motivation letter for when I entered the Money Makeover Challenge, and I mentioned it about two times that I want to be debt free. I want to have zero debt on my name. And that's how I made the decision not to consolidate my debt. I don't need more money coming in. I need to work on paying off these debts and getting them off my name so that I can say I am fully debt free.
And If you had to give advice to someone who finds themselves in your situation, what would it be?
It would be, there is hope. There is no situation that is unredeemable. When you get into the cycle of debt and you feel pressured financially, it is easy to have no hope and to just see no way out. There is hope. However, you will not get anywhere by not doing anything. So start small. In my journey, I didn't do big things or drastic things, but it's the small things and the small decisions that all accumulated into one big thing that has now changed my life forever. So do something, start small, and remember there will always be hope. In 6 months' time, in a year's time, you will feel better and you will look back at your financial situation and realize the progress that you have made. Also, one important thing that I have learned from my journey is that not to isolate money from the rest of our personal lives. Majority of the time, as people, especially people in my community, we don't like to have conversations around money. We don't like to set boundaries when it comes to money. We would rather suffer and pay in the long run than to speak up about money. So speak up about money. There is no shame to say that I can't afford this. I am in debt. I am working on my financial situation. There's no shame in admitting those things. So speak up and speak out about money and take the steps that you need to take to make your financial life better.
Such powerful words, Sihle, such powerful words. And I think it's a great way to end this conversation because I think it is about taking control. And once you start to take control of your money, all the other aspects of your life feel more controllable. And I think that is really powerful. And I think also having obviously an accountability partner, you had it in Anton, you could have it in your sister, you could have it in multiple people. And I think that is also, just somebody to hold you accountable, I think is probably also really a great way to help you start that journey. So I want to say thank you to you, Zihle, and to Anton, to the pair of you. I think you've together have worked and created this incredible story, this turnaround story of Zihle. And I think you're both going to be an inspiration to everyone out there who's going to start 2024 with a mission. So thank you to both of you.
Thank you,
Thank
Maya.
you, Maria.